From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Emily Hayes. It's Thursday, June 9th. Coming up, it's the time of year when wildlife experts check on the health of peregrine falcons. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. On Wednesday, the House passed the Protect Our Kids Act, which would enact new gun control measures following the mass shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde, Texas. As Illinois Newsroom's Harrison Malkin reports, Congressman Rodney Davis and Congresswoman Mary Miller are strongly opposed to the measure.
The Protect Our Kids Act would raise the age required to buy a semi-automatic rifle from 18 to 21. It would ban the sale of ammunition magazines with a capacity of over 10 rounds. It passed in the House, but it's unclear if the bill would pass in the Senate. Republicans Rodney Davis and Mary Miller voted against the bill. The two incumbent Congress members are in a primary race in Illinois' newly drawn 15th district. Miller spoke at the Second Amendment Caucus press conference on Wednesday. She blamed the left for an increase in gun violence in the U.S.
And we face a mental health crisis in our country because the radical left has spent decades removing God from our school and our society.
Davis came out in support of additional school security and funding for the police in a recent press release. He also said that, quote, more gun control does not equal less gun violence. Davis has an A-minus rating from the NRA. Miller has an A rating. I'm Harrison Malkin, Illinois Newsroom.
A hedge fund founder and noted art collector is spending millions of dollars on the race for Illinois governor. Ken Griffin is worth $29 billion. He has contributed $50 million so far to the campaign of Republican Richard Irvin. Shruti Singh is a Chicago-based reporter and editor for Bloomberg News. On the 21st talk show yesterday, Singh said Griffin had a history of spending big money on the causes he believes in.
We just rewind back to a couple of years ago in 2020. He spent about that much money or a little bit more in, countering the graduated income tax.
Another conservative mega donor, Richard Uihlein, is contributing millions of dollars to Republican State Senator Darren Bailey's run for governor. Democratic incumbent governor J.B. Pritzker has donated $90 million to his own campaign so far this year. The Illinois primary election is June 28th, but early voting is already underway. The Aurora Pride Parade will proceed as scheduled on Sunday after the city nearly canceled the event. Adora Namigada reports.
The city is reinstating the parade's permit, settling a dispute related to adequate police staffing for the event. Aurora had pulled the permit, and yesterday a judge upheld that action after the parade appealed. But hours later, the parade was back on. Aurora Pride organizer Gwen Cisla says she had been working with the ACLU to prepare a federal lawsuit when she heard the news.
I'm just ecstatic that it's resolved for the time being and we can go forward.
The city said it offered police financial incentives and was able to come up with enough personnel to staff the event. They had said in court there was a gap of 20 needed officers for public safety. Adora Namigade, WBEZ News.
Pride organizers had previously asked police not to participate in the parade while armed or in uniform, to make the event welcoming for non-white and LGBTQ marchers who have had negative interactions with the police. The Aurora Police Department has not stated whether police were unwilling to volunteer for parade security because of that policy. Macon County is reporting 3 new deaths due to COVID-19. The health department says residents were a man in his 60s, a woman in her 70s, and a man in his 80s. The Illinois Department of Public Health says Champaign, Macon, and Vermilion counties remain at a medium level of COVID-19 transmissions. Statewide, IDPH says there have been 3.3 million COVID-19 cases since the pandemic began, including nearly 34,000 deaths. Still to come, scientists distract 2 parent peregrine falcons while they examine their chicks. Those chicks hatched on top of a building in Rockford that once housed the Register Star newspaper. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
In March of 1928, about 40 miles north of Los Angeles, one of the biggest dams in the country blew apart, releasing a wall of water 20 stories high. The fascinating new American Experience documentary, Flood in the Desert, tells the story of the St. Francis Dam disaster, which destroyed hundreds of lives and washed away the reputation of William Mulholland, the father of modern Los Angeles. Stream this and other revealing historical documentaries as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
Experts from Chicago's Field Museum recently traveled to Rockford to band the three peregrine falcon chicks born on top of the former Rockford Register Star building. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco has more.
John Longhenry is standing across the street with his camera looking up at the building in the city's downtown, ready to catch a picture of the two peregrine falcons whose three chicks are about to be banded.
And I've been down here on peregrine falcon watch for, I think this is our fifth or sixth year. And we're looking forward to seeing the birds banded and eventually, of course, have them fledge. And I'm down here, usually I take the pictures outside.
Longhenry explains that it's a relatively quick process. There are three chicks this year, and each needs to be banded, examined, and have their blood sampled. But in the meantime, he says, the peregrine parents will get pretty noisy.
About 15, 20 minutes, the team's going to go up and they'll band those birds. And meanwhile, what'll happen is Louise, the adult female, and Brian, the adult male, will fly around screaming their heads off because their babies have been taken to be banded.
Upstairs on the eighth floor of the tower, Mary Hennin of the Chicago Peregrine Program and the Field Museum has a bicycle helmet on and is getting ready to open the window and grab the peregrine chicks for banding.
That's as much as I'm going there. Well, yeah, you can stick the broom out a little further, yeah. Enough for you to meet here. Oh,
right next to Hennin is a volunteer, waving a broom outside the window to distract the falcon parents. Hennin secures the chicks and fastens two bands on each chick.
But being able to do it, you not only have the bird in hand that you could study avian parasites if you collect the little bugs on them. We draw a little bit of blood when we do the banding so we can look at genetics or we can look at bloodborne parasites. But those bands are unique to the individual, so we can learn things about longevity and dispersal.
Hennin adds that these bands can be pretty useful. It's how we're able to know that Louise, the female peregrine, is originally from Toronto, and her mate Brian is from Wisconsin. And it's how we know that earlier this year, one of the pair's 2019 offspring, a female named Peaches, was found deceased in the Ohio State University Stadium.
Now, raptor mortality is high. 60% don't make it through the first year. So it's hopefully somewhere down the line that we do get that report and that they're fine. And it's usually when they end up breeding and end up somewhere else.
Hennin lines up all three chicks, and thanks to a naming contest by the Sinisippi Audubon Society and help from local grade schools, each chick gets a name. There are two females and one male.
So Hope
Jane Simon.
Simon is feeling a little sleepy or tired or exhausted.
It's exhausting getting banded.
Once the chicks are back in their nest, Jennifer Carota of the Sinisippi Audubon Society says the work isn't over yet.
So Fledge Watch is where we go out and we monitor them as they prepare to take off from the news tower.
Carota adds that fledging begins around 40 days after hatching. Using a live video feed of the nest, volunteers make sure that if any peregrine chicks were to land in the street from an unsuccessful first flight, someone is there to make sure the chick remains safe and can make their way back up to the tower. I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.
And finally in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be cloudy with scattered showers and a high of 76 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Harrison Malkin, Adora Namigada, Reginald Hardwick, and Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Emily Hayes. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.